Donald McAvoy is the manager of corporate facilities for Henry Schein and a Navy veteran. He hopes the pledge will help veterans returning from the Middle East.
Being in a wartime condition and coming from the atmosphere that they came from, to go into this, to try to find a company that is willing to hire them, let them do the job that they're trained to do, and give them a good salary to do it.
The Center for a New American Security found non-transferable skills and negative stereotypes to be the top two reasons veterans aren't hired after returning home. Joe Matalone from the Huntington Township Chamber of Commerce says most veterans returning from the Middle East are ready to put their skills back to work.
There are many, many well-trained women and men who are coming home that are assets to employers, and they need to understand that. It's not a favor to hire a veteran. They are going to do themselves a great service in their companies.
The utility company National Grid has its own committee to handle veteran employees. Ross Torini heads that group and says veterans bring leadership and technical skills to the company.
There are over 435 veterans currently working for National Grid here in the U.S. We hired 100 last year. We hope to hire more than 100 this year.
Currently, the unemployment rate for veterans in New York State is almost 2% higher than the national average. For WSHU News, I'm Gabrielle Fonrouge.